This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's because you're listening to this radio show, which is an exceptional radio show, you must admit. Anyway, remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com. You have a right to voice. Remember that, right to voice. That is your ticket, well, to social media freedom, if you will. Your right to voice, the replacement for, well, Mr. Zuckerberg. Think about it. Anyway, righttovoice.com. Also, MyPillow sponsors Agenda 21 Radio. So rush out and get your MyPillow right now. And MyPillow, 800-266-4715, MyPillow. And your discount promo code is Agenda. Agenda. Okay, we've got a lot of things going on. Naturally, it never ends. It never ends. Now, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, is right now speaking at the Exchequer. The Exchequer in London or Great Britain. It's Buckinghamshire, United Kingdom, to get it right. That's the Exchequer. This is the place where Churchill and everything. I mean, it's just... It's steeped in history, absolutely steeped in history. Right now, they are talking together. This is Miss May and Donald Trump. They're actually having a joint press conference, and we're going to chime in because, well, I just think it's the right thing to do, a little moment in history, sort of bring you up to date. They just came out and made a joint statement together about, and of course, it was all flowery and everything was about what was going on with... how we have our joint security forces and things like that. I guess they watched an exercise this morning, not too far from there, between the Royal Military and also some of our own special forces troops. So that was a good thing. Now we're going to join it right now. They're right in the middle. Donald Trump is answering one of the questions that has been asked him. They're at the press conference portion of this. And again, remember, he came out very, very strongly against this whole anti-Brexit move that has developed, and Theresa May being a part of the move. So there's a little bit of, well, some people, one of the questions it asks is, well, Mr. President, you seem to have changed your tune about what's going on with Brexit. I think he's got another answer for that, and that's free trade, free trade, free trade, and a strong independent Europe, or a strong independent UK is a big part of that. He was talking about national autonomy, so this is an interesting discussion. We're going to join that right now.
But you never know what happens, right? But I will absolutely, firmly ask the question. And hopefully we'll have a very good relationship with Russia. I think having, and the Prime Minister would agree, if we have a good relationship with Russia and with China and with other countries, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. So hopefully that will happen, Jonathan. Okay?
Here's the second one, which was about the troops. What's the benefit to America? The benefit to America?
Yeah, the troops where, though? Where? Well, look, there is a benefit. There's a psychological benefit, and there's a military benefit. There's also a benefit not to do it. I mean, I was prepared to do things that would have been somewhat harsh yesterday. A lot of people were surprised that NATO all came together at the end. But and it wasn't a threat. I mean, it was just an unfair situation. The United States was paying, you know, anywhere from 70 to 90, and I choose 90, depending on the way you want to calculate. We were paying 90% of the cost of NATO, and NATO is really there for Europe much more so than us. It helps Europe, whether, no matter what our military people or your military people say, helps Europe more than it helps us. That being said, it is a great unifier. You know, we have 29 countries, and there was a lot of love in that room. So I think, and we have a lot more than, you know, Jonathan, when you say 10,000 troops, we have a lot more than 10,000 troops.
Tens of thousands.
How much?
Tens of thousands.
Oh, tens of. I thought you said 10,000. Because in Germany, we have 52,000 troops, and we have a lot of troops in Europe. That being said, we're helping Europe. They're helping us. We're all together, and I'm fine with it.
Thank you.
And by the way, very importantly, they're now paying their way in a much more rapid fashion. Yes.
Thank you. Francis.
Francis Elliott, The Times. Prime Minister, I wonder whether you agree with the President of the United States that immigration has damaged the cultural fabric of Europe. And, President, perhaps you could elaborate on that remark. What do you mean by that?
Oh, God.
Do you want to go first?
I think it's been very bad for Europe. I think Europe is a place I know very well, and I think that what has happened is very tough. It's a very tough situation. I mean, you see the same terror attacks that I do. We see them a lot. We just left some incredible young men and women at Sandhurst, and they were showing us cells, and they were showing us things that, frankly, 20 years ago, nobody even thought about, probably a lot more recently than that, nobody even thought about. I just think it's changing the culture. I think it's a very negative thing for Europe. I think it's very negative. I think having in Germany, and I have a great relationship with Angela Merkel, great relationship with Germany, but I think that's very much hurt Germany. I think it's very much hurt other parts of Europe, and I know it's politically not necessarily correct to say that, but I'll say it, and I'll say it loud. And I think they better watch themselves, because you are changing culture. You are changing a lot of things. You're changing security. Look at what's happening. I mean, you take a look. I mean, look at what's happening to different countries that never had difficulty, never had problems. It's a very sad situation. It's very unfortunate. But I do not think it's good for Europe, and I don't think it's good for our country. We're, as you know, far superior to anything that's happened before, but we have very bad immigration laws. And we're doing incredibly well, considering the fact that we virtually don't have immigration laws. We have laws that are so bad, I don't even call them laws. I call them, it's just like you just walk across the border. You walk across the border, you would put one foot on the land, and now you're tied up in a lawsuit for 5 years. It's the craziest thing anyone's ever seen. So I would just make that recommendation to Europe. I've made it very loud and clear. I made it yesterday. 29 countries total, and that's the way I feel.
The UK has a proud history of welcoming people who are fleeing persecution to our country. We have a proud history of welcoming people who want to come to our country to contribute to our economy and contribute to our society. And over the years, overall immigration has been good for the UK. It's brought people with different backgrounds, different outlooks here to the UK, and has, and we've seen them contributing to our society and to our economy. Of course, what is important is that we have control of our borders. What is important is that we have a set of rules that enables us to determine who comes into our country. And of course, that is what, as a government, we have been doing for a number of years and will be able to continue to do in the future. Mr. President.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Spent the week taking on NATO allies, criticizing Prime Minister May on her own soil. I wonder if you are giving Russian President Vladimir Putin the upper hand heading into your talks, given that you are challenging these alliances that he seeks to break up and destroy?
See, that's such dishonest reporting because, of course, it happens to be NBC, which is possibly worse than CNN. Possibly. Let me explain something. We have left NATO with more money, with more unity, with more spirit than NATO probably has ever had. We have a strong and powerful NATO. When I became president, we didn't. We had people that weren't paying their bills. We had people that were way down. We had people that weren't following their commitments. In addition to that, we become an oil exporter, which would not have happened under the past regime or a new regime if it weren't us. We have built up our military.
We're going to come back to Donald Trump and Theresa May following this break in the action, so to speak. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio News. And, bombs away on NBC right there. This guy doesn't mess around, does he? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
8.
Okay, we're going to rejoin this news conference that it's a meeting. They came out together, Theresa May and Donald Trump. Seems to be a little bit contentious developing right now, so we're going to rejoin that in about 2 seconds here. Just hang on with us. Donald Trump stealing the show, of course. It's all about NATO, and it's all about bringing people together, and also their Brexit questions are coming up. He's already taken on an NBC reporter and blasted NBC and for fake news and so on. So here we go.
They asked about Boris Johnson. I said, yeah, how would he be as a prime minister? I said, he'll be a great prime minister. He's been very nice to me. He's been saying very good things about me as president. I think he thinks I'm doing a great job. I am doing a great job, that I can tell you, just in case you haven't noticed. But Boris Johnson, I think, would be a great prime minister. I also said that this incredible woman right here is doing a fantastic job, a great job. And I mean that. And I must say that I have gotten to know Theresa May much better over the last 2 days than I've known her over the last year and a half. I mean, we've spent more time in the last 2 days. Yesterday I had breakfast, lunch, and dinner with her. Then I said, what are we doing tomorrow, which is today? Oh, you're having breakfast and lunch with Theresa May. And I'm going to see you later on again. So, but I've actually gotten to know her better than ever. And I think she's a terrific woman. I think she's doing a terrific job. And that Brexit is a very tough situation. That's a tough deal between the borders and the entries into the countries and all of the things. So she's going to do the best. The only thing I ask is that she work it out so that we can have very even trade, because we do not have a fair deal with the European Union right now on trade. They treat the United States horribly, and that's going to change. And if it doesn't change, they're going to have to pay a very big price, and they know what that price is. So they're coming over on July 25th to see me, and hopefully we can work something out. But they have barriers that are beyond belief. Barriers where they won't take our farm products, they won't take many of our things, including our cars. They charge us tariffs on cars far greater than we charge them. As you know all these things. And last year, Theresa, we lost $151 billion with the European Union. So we can't have that. We're not going to have that any longer, okay? Thank you.
Robert Peston, ITV. Mr. President, how would you characterize your relationship with the United Kingdom? More special than with other countries? And by the way, on farm products, I think on the Prime Minister's deal, you wouldn't be allowed to export many of your farm products to the UK. Would that be a problem for you? Prime Minister, the President said yesterday that he gave you advice about how to negotiate Brexit, that you didn't take that advice. I wondered what that advice was and whether you have any regrets about not taking it.
No, Robert, lots of people give me advice about how to negotiate with the European Union. My job is actually getting out there and doing it, and that's exactly what I've done. And as you know, as we've been going through these negotiations, there have been one or two sceptical voices, perhaps from some of you arrayed before me today, about whether we would achieve what we would achieve in December. We had got that joint report and that joint agreement on citizens' rights and those other issues. We got the implementation period in March. Now we've put forward a proposal. The two proposals the European Commission had put forward are not acceptable to the UK. We have said no to those, and that's why we have put our own proposal on the table for the future, which, like I've said in answer to other questions, delivers on the Brexit deal, but also ensures that we can have smooth trade with the European Union in the future. And in terms of the United States and trade with the United States, there will be questions on some of the trade issues about the standards we have here for certain products and how we want to deal with those in the trade deal. That will be a matter for the negotiations.
So I would say I give our relationship in terms of grade the highest level of special. So we start off with special. I would give our relationship with the UK, and now, especially after this 2 days, with your Prime Minister, I would say the highest level of special. Now, am I allowed to go? Am I allowed to go higher than that? I'm not sure. But it's the highest level of special. They're very special people. It's a very special country. And as I said, you know, I have a relationship because my mother was born in Scotland. So very important. As far as the advice, I did give her a suggestion. I wouldn't say advice. And I think she found it maybe too brutal. And that's so because I could see that. But I don't know if you remember what I said. But I did give her a certain amount of... I gave her a suggestion, not advice. I wouldn't want to give her advice. I'd give her a suggestion. I could fully understand why she thought it was a little bit tough. And maybe at some day she'll do that. If they don't make the right deal, she might very well do what I suggested that she might want to do. But it is not an easy thing. Look at the United States, how the European Union has taken advantage systematically of the United States on trade. It's a disgrace. So it's not an easy negotiation.
Mr. President, since you attacked CNN, can I ask you a question?
John Roberts, go ahead, John.
Can I ask you a question?
No. John Roberts, go ahead. CNN's fake news. I don't take questions. I don't take questions from CNN. CNN is fake news. I don't take questions from CNN. John Roberts of Fox. Let's go to a real network. John, let's go.
Well, we're a real network too, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Some people have suggested that relations between the United States and Russia are at their lowest point since the end of the Cold War. And you have stated many, many times that you think it's important to have a better relationship with Russia. Is there any way for relations between the United States and Russia to improve?
Yes.
As long as Putin continues to occupy Crimea?
Yes, I think so. I think I'd have a very good relationship with President Putin if we spend time together. And I may be wrong. You know, other people have said that didn't work out, but I'm different than other people. I think that we're being hurt very badly by the, I would call it the witch hunt. I would call it the rigged witch hunt after watching some of the little clips. I didn't get to watch too much because I'm here. It's a different time zone, to put it mildly. But after watching the people, the man that was testifying yesterday, I call it the rigged witch hunt. I think that really hurts our country, and it really hurts our relationship with Russia. I think that we would have a chance to have a very good relationship with Russia and a very good chance, a very good relationship with President Putin. I would hope so.
But what is your thinking about improving relations with Russia while they continue to illegally occupy another country?
Well, that was, yes, they do. And if you're talking about Crimea primarily, yeah. But again, President Obama failed very badly with Crimea. I don't think he would have done that if I were president. He took over Crimea, and he actually took it over during the Obama administration, I think you will admit.
But how do you get him out?
Well, we'll have to see what happens, you know? I'm not bad at doing things. If you look at what I've done compared to what other people have done 160 days in, there's nobody even close, I don't believe. So let's see what happens. But this was an Obama disaster.
Absolutely.
And I think if I were president then, he would not have taken over Crimea. During the Obama administration, he essentially took over Crimea. I don't think he would have done that with me as president, John.
I have a question for the prime minister, but if I could follow up, you have taken on many things you say you were left with by the Obama administration that you say that you have fixed. This is something that you inherited from the Obama administration, the occupation of Crimea. How do you fix it?
Well, we're going to see what happens. I mean, it's a process. If I knew, I wouldn't tell you, because that would put us at a disadvantage. But we'll see what happens. We'll see how it all melds out. But I just want people to understand that Crimea was it was another bad hand. I got handed North Korea. We're doing very well. You saw the letter yesterday, and we're doing very well. Look, we haven't had nuclear testing. We haven't had missile launches. We haven't had rocket launches. Some sites were blown up, and we got back our hostages, our prisoners, even before I left. So a lot of good things are happening. There's some good feeling there. We'll see what happens. It's a process. It's probably a longer process than anybody would like, but I'm used to long processes, too. We haven't taken off the sanctions. The sanctions are biting. We haven't taken them off. But when it comes to Crimea, that's something I took over, John. There's nothing much I have to say about it other than we will look at that just like I'm looking at many other disasters that I've taken over. I've taken over a lot of bad hands. And I'm fixing them one by one, and I know how to fix them, okay?
Thank you, Mr. President. Madam Prime Minister. President Trump says that he made suggestions to you on what to do about Brexit. Can we ask you if you would make a suggestion to him on how to handle his meeting with Putin?
Well, I think it's very simple. We've been talking about this, in fact, today, which is what is important in meeting with President Putin. I've welcomed the meeting with President Putin. But what is important is that the president goes into this, as he is doing, from a position of strength and also from a position of unity in NATO. I think that is very important. Obviously, we've discussed the activity of Russia in many different ways, including that use of a nerve agent here on the streets of the United Kingdom and the impact that that has had. I welcomed, as I said earlier, the very strong response the United States gave to that. We had response from around the world, but I think the important thing is, and particularly following the NATO summit, the president is going into this meeting with President Putin from that position of strength and a position of unity around that NATO table. Jason.
Thank you, Jason Gross from the Daily Mail. Prime Minister, in a comment yesterday, your own MPs sort of sided with Donald Trump, really, and said this deal that you signed here at Chequers is going to be bad for trade. Why can't you convince your own MPs that it's a good idea? And, Mr. President, can I ask you, you've said Brexit's a tough situation. What would you do now? Would you be at the point where you would walk away from the talks to show them that you mean business?
Well, first of all, on the issue of trade deals, as I've said earlier, what we're negotiating, and when we come out of the negotiations, I want to see, and we will have, our ability to have independent trade policy, to set our own tariffs, to be that independent member of the WTO, to be able to negotiate trade deals around the world, as we will be doing. And we're looking at, obviously, at the United States. We're looking at other areas as well. As we've said, we're looking at issues like possibility of some trade deals around the Pacific area too. We will negotiate those trade deals, but I also want to have a good trade arrangement with the European Union. This isn't an either-or. We don't just replace one with the other. Actually, the United Kingdom is looking for and can negotiate a situation where we can have a good trade relationship with the European Union, a great trade relationship, a good trade relationship with the United States and around the rest of the world as well. And that is what will be good for jobs, good for people's livelihoods, good for prosperity here in the UK.
Well, if you remember, I was opening Turnberry the day before Brexit, and we had an unbelievably large number of reporters there because everybody was there, I guess, because of Brexit. And they all showed up on the ninth hole overlooking the ocean, and I said, what's going on? And all they wanted to talk about was Brexit. And they asked for my opinion, and I think you will agree that I said, I think Brexit will happen. And it did happen. And then we cut the ribbon. And the reason I felt it was going to happen was because of immigration, because I think one of the reasons I got elected was because of immigration. And I felt that Brexit had the upper hand. And most people didn't agree with me. If you remember, Barack Obama said, well, your country will have to get on the back of the line if that happened, which I thought was a terrible thing to say, frankly. But I said I thought it was going to happen, and it did happen. And I also think that as far as negotiating the deal, I probably would have done what my suggestion was to the Prime Minister, but she can always do that. She can do that. At some point, she can do what I suggested to her.
Would you walk away?
No, well, you can't walk away, because if she walks away, that means she's stuck. Can't walk away. But you can do other things. But she can do what my suggestion was. And my suggestion was, you know, respectfully submitted. She will do very well. I think she's a very tough negotiator. I've been watching her over the last couple of days. She's a tough negotiator. She's a very, very smart and determined person. I can tell you there are a lot of people that are looking up now saying, gee whiz, you know, she left a lot of people in her wake. She's a very smart, very tough, very capable person. And I would much rather have her as my friend than my enemy. That I can tell you.
And we are friends.
Go ahead.
Jeff Mason from Reuters.
I like your hat.
Thank you, sir. Mr. President, as
good without it, too. Good head of hair. Good solid head of hair.
I don't have a good solid head of hair, but thank you,
exactly
sir.
Exactly what you have, Jeff.
He's got an amazing
going
little hat
into
on.
Your meeting.
Come on, take it off. Will you show, please?
Oh, boy. Okay.
I like you better without the hat. Go ahead.
There we go. Going into your meeting with President Putin on Monday, sir, you mentioned both denuclearization and you mentioned Syria. Can you say exactly what your message will be to him on Syria? What would you like him to say, especially given Assad's gains in the country recently? And also, and on denuclearization, can you spell out a little bit how you expect that to happen in terms of treaties and in terms of talks?
Well, it'll be a slow process. Don't forget, we're not the only ones that have nukes, and it would be a slow process. But for the world, it would be us, and it would be others would have to come along simultaneously, obviously. But I think that when the meeting was arranged, and we both wanted the meeting, when the meeting was arranged, it was, from my standpoint, I didn't go in with high expectations, but you may come out with something very exceptional. But the proliferation is a tremendous, I mean, to me, it's the biggest problem in the world. Nuclear weapons, biggest problem in the world. I understand nuclear. Look up Dr. John Trump at MIT. He was my uncle, many, many years a professor. I used to talk nuclear with him, and this is many years ago. It's the biggest problem, in my opinion, this world has, nuclear weapons. So if we could do something to substantially reduce them, I mean, ideally get rid of them, maybe that's a dream. But certainly it's a subject that I'll be bringing up with him. And it's also a very expensive thing, but that's the least important. So if we can do something. But I didn't go in, and I was telling the Prime Minister before, I didn't go in with high expectations. I mean, we do have a political problem where, you know, in the United States, we have this stupidity going on, pure stupidity. But it makes it very hard to do something with Russia. Anything you do, it's always going to be, oh, Russia, he loves Russia. I love the United States, but I love getting along with Russia and China and other countries. And it will certainly be, Jeff, something that we bring up and talk about. I think, to me, it's such a big problem. Syria, of course, I'm going to bring that up, and I'm going to bring up Ukraine, and I'm going to bring up other subjects also.
And can you spell out, in terms of Syria, what exactly you would like to hear from him and what you would like Russia to do?
Yeah. Well, that was another one. I mean, the red line in the sand was a problem for us. I mean, I think you might be in a different...
What would you like President Putin to do now under your watch, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to him about that before I talk to you, and if something happens, that'll be great, and if it doesn't happen, I'm not going in with high expectations, but we may come out with some very surprising things. But relationship is very important, and having relationship with Russia and other countries, as I said a number of times, is, and I've been saying actually for years, and I've been certainly saying it during my campaign, having relationships with other countries is really a good thing. I think that I can't really overestimate how big the meeting was yesterday with NATO. We went with something that really was an unfair situation to something that's unified. I mean, they had spirit. Those people were getting up, and in the end, well, we are committing, and we're, you know, they can't go, you know, it's not like they can go immediately back. They have to go through their parliaments and their congresses and their representatives and whoever, whatever forum they have, but they have to go through an approval process. But I'll tell you what, every single person in that room was gung-ho to get it done, get the money in. And even before that, as you know, $34 billion, and I think that the Secretary General Stoltenberg is doing a terrific job, by the way. He said yesterday that because of President Trump, we've taken in $34 billion more for NATO. And I think the number is actually much higher than that, but $34 billion more, at least. And again, that's nothing that my opponent would have done. My opponent would have just kept going down. You know, it was going down. You see what was happening over the years. The numbers were going down. Now the number's way up, and now it's going way up higher. And that was, and he will tell you that, that was because of me.
Prime Minister May, the President, during his time in Brussels, expressed concern about a pipeline between Russia and Germany. Do you share those concerns? And to follow up on some of the questioning from my colleagues in the British press and on the American side, did you feel undermined by President Trump's comments in The Sun about your Brexit plan and about Boris Johnson?
No, look, I'm very clear that our Brexit plan will deliver on what the British people voted for, and we've had an excellent discussion here, as I've said about, and as President Trump has said, about the possibility and the intent that we both have to have an ambitious trade deal going forward. And I think that's exactly where we'll be going, and that's very important for both of our countries. Actually, we have stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States in so many different ways over the years as a result of our special relationship, and we will show that even further through the trade arrangements that we will put in place in the future.
And I have to just to finish off, Jeff, just to finish off, I have to say, I said to that paper, The Sun, and they seem like two very nice people, but I said that Theresa May is one of them's nice, but I said...
She's a woman sitting here.
Oh, good. Where is that person? Where did I say nice things about Theresa May, please? Oh, good? Okay, if you reported him, that's good. Okay, where? On the internet? I said very good things. Thank you very much for saying that. No, I said very good things about her. I didn't think they put it in, but that's all right. They didn't put it in the headline. I wish they put that in the headline. That's one of those things. And she's a total professional, because when I saw her this morning, I said, I want to apologize because I said such good things about you. She said, don't worry, it's only the press. I thought that was very professional. I might add, though, that's called being, don't worry. They've been doing it to me and I do it to them. I do say, though, the pipeline, you asked about the pipeline. To me, it is a tragedy. I think it's a horrific thing that's being done, where you are feeding billions and billions of dollars from Germany primarily, and other countries, but primarily from Germany, into the coffers of Russia, when we're trying to do something so that we have peace in the world. I think it's a horrible thing that Germany's doing. I think it's a horrible mistake. And as much as I like Angela, I was very open in saying it. I think it's a horrible thing that you have a pipeline coming from Russia. And I believe that Germany's going to be getting 50, 60, or even I've heard numbers of 70% of their energy coming in from Russia. And how can you be working for peace and working from strength when somebody has that kind of power over your country? I don't think it's good. You're not working from strength. You've given up all of your strength. I think it's very bad for Germany, very bad for the German people, and I don't think it's very good for NATO. You want to know the truth, so, okay?
We said we would take four questions each, and we've taken four questions each. Just on the pipeline issue on the Nord Stream, we've been talking to the Germans about this. We've been talking to other countries within the European Union about this. And while we continue to sit around the EU table, this will be something that will be discussed at the European Union table. And obviously, we'll make our views known there.
Can you share Mr. President, thank you. Can you share your views with us? Your position on
We have been discussing this with Germany. The President has made clear his concerns about what is happening. Angela Merkel made her position clear. Within the European Union, there are discussions to be held on this issue of Nord Stream 2, and we're talking to other countries within the European Union. And I think the President said earlier in response to a question about a meeting he was going to have, that he'd tell you what was happening after that meeting.
Well, we're going to go back to regular programming right now. Anyway, great news conference is just wrapping up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Anyway, it's just sort of a very, very interesting set of circumstances with Theresa May and everybody else. I'm really, really glad. I'm really, really very, very glad that we have gotten, you know, these two together. Don't you think? Anyway, What a difference a day makes. What a difference a couple of days make. And of course, what's going on right now over in London is president is being bashed roundly in London Stan. Remember, it's Mr. Khan who's the mayor, a devout radicalized Islamic terrorist mayor of London. I'm sorry, I'm not mincing any words, but that's just kind of the way it all breaks out. Isn't that odd? No, it's not odd at all. It's just the way it is. He's radicalized, and of course, they're flying blimps or whatever, big balloons over London, mocking Donald Trump and that sort of thing. But, you know, these are the haters of the world, so to speak. And he's the mayor of London, and he's made it very, very clear he doesn't like Americans, and he certainly doesn't like the American president. So anyway, they have to live with that themselves. But, you know, this is just all part and parcel of what's going on with, it says here, these are the headlines that we're seeing here. Thousands hit streets of London to protest. Khan, we think you're wrong. Labor Party rips. What did this mother teach him? What did his mother teach him? UK pound falls. UK politicians reel after Trump broadside. In the Sun, it says, Donald Trump, world exclusive, Sun interview. May has wrecked Brexit. U.S. deal is off. Now, of course, if you're just listening to what was going on, I'm emphasizing Brexit. This is really, 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 really important to the world, what's happening here in the globalist struggle to try for domination. It's being thrown off. 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 And Brexit is related to what's going on in New California. Hello. And, of course, the United States. All the things that are happening in the European Union are having a direct impact on the United States and New California. That's a fact. You just cannot, you know, say these things are not related. The globalists are dancing around right now. They're squirming because Donald Trump is on the scene. They don't know what to do with this character. Well, you know, they're being wrecked, actually. He takes it on. He tells it like it is. He's gone over to Europe and said, look, this is the way it is. You're not paying your fair share as part of NATO. What do you expect us to do? I mean, 90%, he says, at one point. 90%? I mean, what's wrong with that picture? Something is wrong. Well, we know what's wrong with the picture. The Europeans have been enjoying sort of a waltz in the park, especially, you know, you talk to some of these people that have been involved with NATO, and we've, you know, I've over the years been able to talk to people that have NATO experiences and so on, and they all say the same thing. They say that the latest critics were saying all that stuff, that the United States goes out and does the dirty dealing out there. They do all the dirty missions regarding NATO, and they suffer the most casualties, yet the countries of NATO don't suffer anything. A lot of their military people just sit back on the bases and don't do anything. There's no sacrifice. There's no shared sacrifice. And that's all ended now. And, of course, the shared sacrifice financially is what Donald Trump was talking about. Okay, the European Union doesn't like this. The EU, the globalist European Union, does not like this sort of thing. Well, too bad. And that's exactly what Donald Trump says. You're either gonna pay up or we're gone. We're out of here. And, of course, what did they do? They all came together. Kumbaya, we love Donald Trump. That was what they said yesterday. And they're starting to pay up. Countries that haven't been paying are starting to pay. They're committing to pay the billions of dollars that are needed to stabilize Europe. Listen, I can read between the lines, and you need to understand what is being said between the lines regarding Europe and NATO and all that other stuff. NATO was formed as a result of the Soviet Union back in the Cold War days, the Warsaw Pact, an agreement between all the Soviet states, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. By the way, that term Soviet, it means regionalism. The same kind of Soviet system that we have set up in California and the rest of the nation by organizations that are non-elected officials that influence just about every aspect of our life. See, they've inserted that, the globalist, in this country. This is all about the Agenda 21 agenda for the United States of America and the rest of the world. Regionalism, Soviet-style governance. So back in the day, when we were fighting the Cold War with the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, they formed the Warsaw Pact, and it's a direct result we came up with NATO as a response. And it's been a unifier for the European countries ever since. Now, here's the deal. The little dirty secret about Europe. The history of warfare amongst the Europeans is replete. It's complete. NATO has served over the last 70 years as a stabilizing agent amongst the European nations so that you wouldn't have more war. If you've ever been to Europe and seeing the total devastation from World War II, it's complete. You know, you could have had a couple of nukes go off. No, we did it conventionally, but it was replete, a complete devastation of a continent and a culture. And they don't want to have that repeated. Trust me, they don't. The millions of lives that were lost in World War II, they do not, and nor do the Russians want to have that repeated. They don't want that either. But they saw a threat in Barack Hussein Obama. And you heard them talking about that with the Crimea and all this other stuff. I guarantee that Putin would not have taken over the Crimea if Trump was president. He did it as a result of what was going on behind the scenes with Barack Hussein Obama and his little minions back there that ultimately took over a friendly country to him called the Ukraine. John Brennan, anyone? And then, of course, the rest is history. Anyway, stay with it. I'm trying to connect some dots for you. Stay with us. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and write to voice. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I'm going to be on the Dave Janda show on Sunday. I think it's out of Michigan. Big audience there, millions of people. We're going to be talking about, of course, New California and what's going on in the rest of the nation. And, of course, they'll bring up the topic of Oroville Dam. They're absolutely fascinated about what's going on in Oroville Dam. So we're going to be more than happy to point out the corruption of the California Department of Water Resources and all the things going on there. You'd be surprised about the skeletons in the closet there. And, you know, this is a guess. You know, what's funny to me about this whole thing about the California Department of Water Resources, Jerry Brown, that whole group, the plundering of the California citizens and their taxes by these people has just been absolutely exorbitant and over the top. And of course, then they don't keep your dam safe, right? Of course not. They use that money for other things that they need, you know, their friends in the cartels and so on. But this is stuff that's just commonly known and talked about. It's amazing. And of course, I've just been sort of like, I'm not out there. I don't get it, you know. But just keeps coming on. Keeps coming on. Anyway, just a little bit of irony, I guess. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And we've got a lot of things coming up, so stay with us. Remember, we're on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And you have a right to your voice, by the way, right to voice, sponsor of Agenda 21 Radio. And MyPillow, 800-266-4715, code word AGENDA. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.